Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Jersey Shore officials are warning visitors to stay out of the water as Hurricane Erin brings strong rip currents and dangerous surf along the coast. Waves at the shore could reach 15 feet high. KYW's Connor Barkon reports from Ocean City.
While the storm is not expected to make landfall, it's creating dangerous conditions along the shore, and officials are telling people to stay out of the water. Wildwood and Margate City are prohibiting swimming and advising against activities like kayaking and surfing. Officials here in Ocean City have not banned swimming outright, but say beachgoers can only get into the water in areas where lifeguards are on duty. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
I would just say to you, flat out, don't go in the water. I don't want to be the Amityville mayor in Jaws, but the fact of the matter is, I think going in the ocean for the next number of days is something you got to avoid.
Kathy Kupo from Toms River says her family will not allow a trip without swimming to ruin the fun.
No, because we're here. There's not much we could do. We paid the money, so we make the best of what we can. We're disappointed, but it is what it is. We understand.
In Delaware, Rehoboth Beach has issued a red flag warning. That means there's a high hazard, but swimming is still allowed. Bethany Beach has issued a storm watch and warns that there could be beach closures throughout the week. Philly police are looking for a man they say attacked a teenager in Center City earlier this month and stole his phone. Happened August 9th around 6:30 in the evening at Dilworth Plaza at 15th and Market Streets. Police say a man assaulted a 17-year-old, knocking him to the ground, then taking his cell phone before running away. Images of the suspect can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Detectives urge anyone who may recognize the man to call them. The Bucks County DA's office says a violent road rage incident earlier this month never should have happened, as the man accused in that case should have already been behind bars. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
44-year-old John Mathis was shot by Bensalem police after authorities say he robbed a cell phone store in Philadelphia, pointed a gun at another driver's head at a light on Bristol Pike, then at the officer, Bensalem Director of Public Safety William McVeigh.
Bensalem is the second officer-involved shooting we've had within a year, where the suspect who was shot never should have been out there on the street, committing crimes, putting residents, citizens, and the police officers in danger.
Dangerous individuals should not be out in the community, plain and simple.
Bucks County DA Jen Shorn says while our office leads the state in getting people into diversionary programs like drug court or veterans court when warranted, they argued unsuccessfully Mathis should be kept behind bars after he was arrested for a violent road rage incident a week before.
Getting out of his vehicle and then smashing through the windshield of that victim's car with a baseball bat.
Authorities say Mathis had cut off an ankle monitor and previously failed to show for other criminal hearings. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he's continuing to work with state legislative leaders to find a deal to fund mass transit. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Governor Shapiro says if there's going to be a deal on mass transit funding, the leaders in both the Democratic-controlled House and the Republican-controlled Senate are going to have to blink.
Compromise is hard, especially in a polarized environment that we find ourselves in. And so the House and the Senate need to compromise. They got to make tough choices.
Speaking at an unrelated Harrisburg news conference, the governor said even though it was rejected by Democrats, last week's Senate plan taking money from a fund for capital projects acknowledged that funding mass transit needed to be addressed. He said taxing slot machine-like devices known as skill games remains a possible way to generate revenue for transit, but the devil is in the details.
I'm not going to get into the specifics of our negotiating here, but I can tell you that that is an issue that we continue to discuss and continue to work to find common ground on.
SEPTA's deep service cuts set to go into effect this Sunday. Two local high schools came out with high marks in this year's U.S. News & World Report's Best U.S. High Schools rankings. Julia R. Masterman Secondary School was ranked 8th nationally, and Downingtown STEM Academy came in 22nd. The list was published Tuesday morning, ranking nearly 18,000 schools nationally and taking into account college readiness, state standards, and graduation rates, among other factors. Both schools received high marks for college readiness and graduation rate, Masterman coming in at 99% and Downingtown at 100%. Both are magnet schools. Masterman has about 460 students, whereas Downingtown STEM has just under 1,000. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.